The Public Schools Overcrowding and Repair Needs Committee is considering two options to put to voters this fall. The first would raise sales tax from 7.7% to about 8.3%, which would make it the highest in the state. The second option would raise sales tax a little less, along with a boost in property taxes. About 50 people showed up to a public meeting last week to give input, including Matt Smith. His daughter attends the severely overcrowded Mount Rose Elementary, and he says he's more in favor of option two.
I'm advocating for the combination because there's a large body of research that shows that our lowest income neighbors and residents pay a disproportionate amount of their income that sales tax is applied to.
John Flangus, a retired attorney, says it's not the tax increase that worries him, but the school district's accountability.
I would welcome both of them, provided that the money is administered by someone other than the dysfunctional school board or administration.
Several members of the committee said they were leaning toward the sales tax only option, believing it to be the more palatable route. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.